The estimate compared the amount of tax revenue Foxconn would generate for the state to the amount of tax breaks the state offered Foxconn to come here. According to the estimate, Wisconsin wouldn't break even on its investment until the year 2043. That assumes Foxconn will meet its maximum job creation projection. The facility could employ up to 13,000 people. If the manufacturer doesn't employ that many Wisconsin residents, the state's break-even point would be pushed well past the year 2045. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau said its analysis was only focused on the impacts of the project on the state's treasury and did not account for other potential benefits to Wisconsin's economy. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.